кожен ранок люди вірять в добрий час. Рідна мати, рідний батько моляться за нас. І за щасливу нашу долю, що в неба руках, і за рідну Україну співаю я, і за рідну Україну співаю я. Ми за волю, ми за мир, за щасливе свято, ми за ніжний, ніжний спів у рідненькій хаті. Буде мої і щодня вірно захищати, бо у нас одна єдина Україна. Одна єдина Україна мати. Наші хлопці все готові захищати рідний край, а дівчата синьокі в них гарячі серця. І ніколи вже, повірте, не зламатись нам, доки вільна, доки сильна рідна земля. Доки вільна, доки сильна рідна земля. Щасливе свято, ми за ніжний, ніжний спів у рідненькій хаті. Буде мої і щодня вірно захищати, бо у нас одна єдина Україна мати, бо у нас одна єдина Україна мати. Небесах і майбутнє, і надія нашого життя. Хай ростуть щасливі діти на усій землі, хай жилине слава нашій Україні, хай жилине слава Україні. Ми за волю, ми за мир, за щасливе свято, ми за ніжний, ніжний спів у рідненькій хаті. Буде мої і щодня вірно захищати, бо у нас одна єдина Україна мати. Ми за волю, ми за мир, за щасливе свято, ми за ніжний, ніжний спів у рідненькій хаті. Буде мої і щодня вірно захищати, бо у нас одна єдина Україна мати, бо у нас одна єдина Україна мати, Україна мати.
And Marta Shpak from Ukraine, opening our program today with a song called Ukraina Mater, Ukraine Mother. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. При мікрофоні Павіна Макварі. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio here on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver. I'm Павіна, your host. Thank you so much for joining me. We've got a great program lined up for you. We've got a spring recipe for you, courtesy of Sylvia Arushnichuk. Be along. Stefan Andrusiak has another Urushnichuk story. And as well, Ukrainian Jewish heritage with Renata Hananets, and she'll be continuing the story of the community of Rohatyn, which is rediscovering its Jewish past. As well, we've got our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music, much of it new or newly discovered here on Nash Holos, like the one that you just heard. As well, a very nice surprise from a Canadian group. But coming up next, we've got something that is very new, very original, and it comes from the Eurovision contest, which takes place every year. It's been taking place since the 1950s in Europe, and it's a collection of It's a contest of original songs from various different countries in Europe, of course, hence the name Eurovision. This year, unfortunately, Ukraine did not win, although they came close. They were sixth. They were ahead of Russia, and I think that is thanks to some of the people in the audience, locally as well as in the various different countries. They vote on the acts, and that's how they select the winner. This year, Russia didn't fare too well. They were booed a bit by the live audience. And it's unfortunate that politics comes into art. But that's what happens. Maybe Mr. Putin should think about that next time. Not that he cares, I'm sure. However, we do have Maria Yaremchuk, Ukraine's entry, up next. And the song was called TikTok.
Foresight and generosity of its donors, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been investing in the future of the Ukrainian-Canadian community for the past 50 years. Since 1963, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been funding initiatives that strengthen our Ukrainian-Canadian identity and enhance our Ukrainian-Canadian cultural heritage. These include fine and performing artists and arts groups, museums, cultural centers, education, as well as authors, journalists, and the Ukrainian-Canadian media, including this program. The foundation strives to become the premier not-for-profit foundation in a Canada which acknowledges the Ukrainian-Canadian community as a fundamental component of Canadian society. Nash Holis listeners are encouraged to support this vision through continued donations into the future. To apply for grants, make a donation, or for more information, contact the Shevchenko Foundation at 204-944-9128, toll-free 1-866-524-5314, or visit shevchenkofoundation.com.
Condemnation, condemnation doesn't change the situation. Putin, Hitler of today. Who knows his final destination? Now they all express concern. The situation is unstable, and they say we should return to the negotiation table. Ever heard the terms invasion, occupation, annexation? Indecision all resulting in complete capitulation. Then they'll all repeat their lies again to try to justify that for the greater good of all, a country's freedom was denied. There's two kinds of people that we've got in this world. There's those who fight for change, and those who find the reasons it's got to stay the same. There's two kinds of people that we've got in this world. There's those who fight for truth, and those who find the reasons there's nothing you can do. So which of them are you? As was many times before, we've got to see this to the end, to stand together yet alone, our nation's freedom to defend. They say the times have changed, but if we're talking of Ukraine, Stalin's, Hitler's and now Putin's real intentions stay the same. Be sure of this, you leaders of the West, you'll have to see your cowardice in history recalled eternally. Your children and descendants will disown you and your names, ashamed that you betrayed a sovereign country called Ukraine. There's two kinds of people that we've got in this world. There's those who fight for change, and those who find the reasons it's got to stay the same. There's two kinds of people that we've got in this world. There's those who fight for truth, and those who find the reasons there's nothing you can do. So which of them are you? Democracy depends on dictatorship is here. The gas they sell you heats you, but you have to live in fear. So free yourselves from all the devil Putin has to sell. Then hopefully he'll leave us be and crawl back into hell. There's two kinds of people that we've got in this world. There's those who fight for change, and those who find the reasons it's got to stay the same. There's two kinds of people that we've got in this world. There's those who fight for truth, and those who find the reasons there's nothing you can do. So which of them are you? There's two kinds of people that we've got in this world. There's those who fight for change, and those who find the reasons it's got to stay the same. There's two kinds of people that we've got in this world. There's those who fight for truth, and those who find the reasons there's nothing you can do. So which of them are you?
And another original and very recent release, that was by Ludwig of London, England, and his two lovely daughters, and with a very obvious message there. You can find his video as well as links to his website where he's got more information about the song and the purpose of it, boycottrussia.co.uk. And you can, again, find that link as well as the link to the YouTube video and the video itself on the blog page at the Nash Holos website, which is nashholos.com. Up next is another lovely surprise. This is not an original tune. It's not even a Ukrainian tune, but it does have brand new Ukrainian lyrics. And they were put to the music by a group from Toronto by the name of Dunai. And we'll be talking with Dunai on Wednesday's edition of Nash Holos, the Nanaimo edition at 101.7 FM. And we'll be talking about this song and their new album that they're going to be bringing out piece by piece, song by song, over the next few weeks. So something to look forward to. We'll be talking with Alex Vesiak of Dunai, perhaps some of the other groups as well. This is a group that's been around for a long, long time. They've been a featured group on Nash Holos since the 1990s. And here they are now with their newest release, and it is a song with a title that needs no introduction in English. In Ukrainian, they call it Ukrainovstavai.
Каже наша революція, ми знаємо вже час. Разом змінимо цей шлях. Каже, що це революція, ми знаємо, що нам дороги іншої нема. Тих, що пали, не забуде час.
Now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. At last it's spring, so let's celebrate with a delicious Ukrainian spring salad. It's easy to prepare. All you need to do is chop half a head of iceberg lettuce or leaf lettuce coarsely and toss with 1 cup sliced radishes, 1 cup sliced cucumbers, and 1/2 cup green onions. Sprinkle with a little salt and 1/2 cup of thick sour cream. It's the sour cream dressing that makes this salad so good. If you are concerned about calories, use low or no-fat sour cream, or mix with some yogurt. Garnish with tomato slices, and slicing the tomato vertically rather than horizontally is much better because the tomato slices retain their shape better. Try this salad, as it is not only very refreshing and tasty, but also very healthy. Until next time, enjoy and eat your salads.
Join us again next week for Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar.
Захистить від куль кольоровий шолом для спорту. Ти мріяв про справжню війну у центрі міста на фронті. Тут все як на справжній війні. Справжня смерть, справжня кров, справжній бій. Дерев'яний щит поможе тобі захистить від куль тебе, ангел твій. Дерев'яні щити захистили не всіх, своїм тілом тебе заступив кожен з них. Дерев'яні щити проти куль бойових. На Майдан твій батько пустив тебе, протест обіцяв бути мирним, але ти зустрів на Майдані людей, готових віддати життя за країну, щоб вірили у свої сили, зводили барикади. Ти вирішив стати з ними в обороні громади. Дерев'яні щити захистили не всіх, своїм тілом тебе заступив кожен з них. Дерев'яні щити проти куль бойових. А коли той день, якого усі чекали, настав, він мусив настати. Лишилися до кінця лиш ті, хто був готовий життя віддати. Розбили, палили, кидали гранати, стріляли снайпери по очах. Ми винесли з бою наших героїв на їх дерев'яних щитах. Дерев'яні щити захистили не всіх, своїм тілом тебе заступив кожен з них. Дерев'яні щити проти куль бойових.
From Ukraine, that was Haida Makia with Wooden Shields. Up next, a Ukrainian folk song. This was taken from a YouTube video, and sorry, there's no information on the group. I do believe they are from Ukraine, though. Sounds very much like it. The folk song is called Dunaju Dunaju, and that is reference to the Danube River.
ж нікого не любила, тільки Гриця та Даніла, тільки Петра та Степана, кучерявого Івана.
Дунаю, Дунаю,
Дунаєчко, Дунаю,
я та земна вода на краю, на краю. Дунаю, Дунаю,
Дунаєчко, Дунаю,
я та земна вода на краю, на краю.
Up next, a friendly message of support from Greece.
Папу, я стала до Мегалени Міла.
Мегалени, то корицю, Мегалени, не апарс, дінгай.
Папу, стала до Мегалени Стопіля.
Мегалени, то корицю, Мегалени.
А Харпужа?
Харпужа по Мегалені, Стафіля по Міла, по Портакаля по Мегалені, Тола по іначі.
Салмайда сміла, да тєн, Салмайда ен, супраныя, Тигала кало, отол маспазум, супраныя.
Зиме док са Україна, не пеле.
Ви слухайте українську радіопрограму «Наш голос» на багатомовній радіостанції AM 1320 CHMB у місті Ванкувері.
This is Stefan Andrusiak from Rushnechok, and you're listening to «Наш голос» with host Paulette McQuarrie. Дорогі слухачі, від всіх наших членів оркестри Рушнечок, великий привіт вам! Ви слухаєте радіопередачу «Наш голос».
A raven sits upon a tree branch and caws relentlessly. Through the mist you can barely see the gray house. The north wind blows yellow leaves all around, obscuring the trees. But I lie here embracing you, and there is no storm in my heart, for it is you only that I love. These words are a translation from the poem Buria, or The Storm, by Boris Budny. Andriy Harisimovich from our band composed the music. At least one song on each of our five albums has been written by Boris Budny. Boris wrote the words to Любимся, Бур'я, Я мабуть колись тут був, Не винуй мене, Воля, and Чи признатимесь до серця мого. A Montrealer who would complete his master's in economics and political science at McGill University, he successfully pursued a career in international trade with the Canadian government. The guys would say that every time Boris liked a girl or stated an opinion, we had a very original song in the making. Like the traditional music that we played and we loved, all of Boris's songs are enjoyable and meaningful. But in addition to this, Boris's lyrics always had edge, yet came from the heart. And most of all, they made you think. To a most generous spirit, thank you. Дякую, Борисе. Борис still lives in the Ottawa area. He has now retired from the public service. I hope he never retires from writing. Who knows? Someone could someday name a Ukrainian band after one of your songs. Here from Rushnichok Volume 2, Борис Будний's song, Бур'я.
Сидить сорока на гляці, п'яче без упину, ледве-ледве відомряці сірую хатину. У білі нерізні ночі, оптелися розкіє, ночі поросці тле в очі, не левати мір. А я лежу по пімах твої, приємно літаю, нема бурі почуттям мої. Колиш тебе кохаю. А я лежу в обіймах твоїх, приємно літаю, нема бурі почуттям мої. Великою страшною вітер душе розганяє, м'яку над горою.
Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, hosted by Renata Hananets in cooperation with the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv, Ukraine. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario.
Добрий день. This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Petrikova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. Marla Raucher Osborne is a former California attorney whose family originates from Rogatyn in western Ukraine. Now based in Warsaw, she works as a researcher, writer, and lecturer. Marla has been researching her family's history for several years. Her first visit to Rogatyn was in 2008. She walked the town and shot photos, but she had nothing to work with. No records, no period photos, no maps, and no translator. It was the middle of winter when she visited. The days were cold and dark, and everything was wet and muddy. On that trip, she did not find either of two Jewish mass grave sites she was looking for, and only one of the two former Jewish cemeteries. She was very disappointed. By 2010, she had joined a Rogatyn descendants group. This group was formed in the summer of 29 by Dr. Alex Feller of the Rogatyn Shtetl Research Group. The RS ERG has over 150 members worldwide in America, Israel, Europe, South America, and Australia. The members share photos, stories, and information. They pool resources for placing orders or records and historical maps. Some lecture at genealogy conferences and write articles to raise awareness of the group. Between 2010 and 2012, Marla returned to Rohatyn at least a dozen times, including several overnight trips. On a few visits, other members of the Rohatyn Shtetl research group joined her. Her work soon attracted media attention. A French reporter who was writing an article about Jewish heritage tours in Galicia joined Marla's group. And in summer of 2011, Dr. Feller and Marla gave an interview to local Ukrainian TV about the group. The latest discoveries were brought to their attention by Mr. Mikhailo Vorobets, an 80-year-old retired teacher and local historian. For over 20 years, he has been single-handedly maintaining the upkeep of the two memorials at Rohatyn's Jewish mosque grave sites and the two Jewish cemeteries. He has also been moving any Jewish headstones called matzevas found in town back to the cemeteries. Mr. Vorobets remembers all the sites where matzevas were removed to be used as paved stones during the Nazi occupation era. That's why and how the Rohatyn Matzevot Memorial Project was created. At the beginning of April this year, Mr. Vorobets discovered 25 matzevas in the center of the city, next to the local library. The mission of the Rohatyn Matzevot Memorial Project is to preserve the discovered gravestones of the Rohatyn Tombstone Recovery Project and to commemorate ancestors who were buried in the Jewish cemeteries of Rohatyn. The project leader of the Rohatyn Matzevot Memorial Project is Marla Rauher Osborne, who also coordinated the Rohatyn Tombstone Recovery Project. Currently, Marla is working with artist Andriy Boyarov to design a memorial wall containing over 100 discovered gravestones. It will be built in the old Jewish cemetery of Rohatyn, which lies on a hill overlooking the town. In 2012, Marla gave a lecture in Rohatyn's high school. It was arranged by Mr. Vorobets. About 150 students and teachers attended. The students were attentive, and at least a dozen students and an equal number of teachers took part in a lively questions and answer period after her talk. Marla is proud that the young people of Rohatyn know more of their local history, their Jewish history, than most Ukrainian high school students living today outside major urban areas such as Lviv. You can follow Marla and her work on Facebook. Just search for the group Rohatyn Jewish Heritage. It is spelled R-O-H-A-T-Y-N. There you will find photos and information on the progress of this amazing project to commemorate Rohatyn's Jewish past. This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Petrikova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. Until next time, Shalom.
Thank you, Renata. Щиро дякую. Join us again next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative.
Love.
Montreal, Privit, from their CD Zaklakanya, their second release, and that was Tam de Te Bula, Where You Were. Up next, more CanCon, and this is Homegrown, Ruta Yauni from West Vancouver, from her second CD, Bringing in the Light, and Echo of the Steps.
Thank you.
Here's what's coming up this week in Vancouver's Ukrainian community. On Wednesday, tune in to the Nanaimo edition of Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting to North and Central Vancouver Island, the Gulf Islands, the Sunshine Coast, Vancouver, and Northwest Washington State at 12 noon on CHLY 101.7 FM. Contact TV airs on multicultural channel Omni 1 and on channel 8 on Shaw Cable Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. with a repeat broadcast the following Monday at noon. If you have announcements or story ideas you'd like aired on Contact, please email them at studio@contact.ca. That's studio@kontakt.ca. And at 5 p.m. Sunday evening, slip your radio dial right back here to AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver and join me for another hour of fun here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. In between broadcasts, you'll find upcoming events, program information, audio archives, podcast feeds, and much more at www.nashholos.com.
Ой, під вишнею, під черешнею, стою старий з молодою, як із ягодою, стою старий з молодою, як із ягодою, і просилася, і молилася, пусти ж мене старий кіду на вулицю погуляй, пусти мене старий кіду на вулицю погуляй. Сам не піду і тебе не пущу. Хочеш мене старенько, та й покинуть на біду. Хочеш мене старенько, та й покинуть на біду. Ой, не кидай мене, моя голубочко. Куплю тобі катку і ще сіножатку. Лістовий манок, ще й вишневенький садок. Лістовий манок, ще й вишневенький садок.
Once again from Toronto with a song title that describes a location that I will be, I think, later on this summer, harvesting those wonderful cherries from my cherry tree. And that song by Dunai was Oi Pid Vishneyu, Under the Cherry Tree. And just a reminder to make sure to tune in to the Nanaimo edition of Nash Holos on Wednesday at 12 noon, 101.7 FM on your radio dial, which you can get loud and clear in the Vancouver area. And we'll be talking to Dunai about their upcoming new releases. Meanwhile, we've got another song for you from a group from the Toronto area. This goes back a few years. The group is called Nove Pokolenia, and this is Mudre Solomon, a wise fellow by the name of Solomon.
Прислівся мені сон, я був мудрий Соломон. Я 15 жінок мав, та чи других зачіпав. Я 15 жінок мав, та чи других зачіпав. Кого були гарні доні, я брав собі по закону. Ми був закон, я був мудрий.
Ну, ми вже скінчили нашу програму. Пора нам прощатися на ще один тиждень. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Ліпше з мудрим посваритись, чим з дурним дружитись. And our proverb of the week translates as, it is better to quarrel with an intelligent person than to be friends with a fool. Well, that just about wraps it up for us here on Nash Holos for this week. To take us home, we've got a group from Winnipeg by the name of Molodzi, which means young people. And this is from their first CD called Ukrainian Dance Melodies, Volume 1. And it is a song title with a nod to our friends in Eastern Canada, referring to a very quintessential Canadian industry and one which actually is spreading to the West Coast. And the song is called Maple Sugar. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-McQuarrie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and AM 1320. Thanks for listening and Dobranich!